Howdy, friends. This is Randy Taylor, Cherokee Cowboy, with today's segment of Word with a Champ for Native Voice One.
This is Word with a Champ. Here's Cherokee Cowboy, Randy Taylor.
This report of the 2022 Wrangler National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas, Nevada, is supported by Wrangler Jeans and Shirts. Also supported by Nelson Hart of North Dakota, supporting the cowboy way of life. Round number 3, December 3rd, 2022, from Las Vegas at the Thomas and Mack Center. The results in the all-around world standings look this way, with our Indian cowboy, Eric Rogers, Navajo from Arizona, in 11th place. He won over $79,000 this year. Oklahoma Cherokee cowboy Coleman Proctor at $138,000-plus in 7th place. And your leader, Stetson Wright of Utah. At 23 years old, he became the youngest cowboy in the history of the sport to earn over $2 million in career earnings last night. In the bareback bronc riding, Jesse Pope of Waverly, Kansas, won the round with an 86.5-point ride aboard Texas bucking horse Mr. Harry of Stay Smith Pro Rodeo Company. He won the $28,914.70 that each event winner wins each round. Clayton Bigelow, former champ of the world, is in second. Pope moves into number one for the world leadership with 8 rounds to go. He has over 233,001 in the bareback riding. Stetson Jorgensen from Blackfoot, Idaho, claimed the round with a 3.5-second time. He won the round as number one in the average and number one in the world. Stetson Jorgensen, your leader in the steer wrestling.
Yeah, because you stress about the little things and the stuff that you can't control. You can only control on that moment what you're doing right there and then. Just don't worry about the things you can't control and worry about the things that you can't control. That'll work out better.
Team roping, Cherokee Cowboy Oklahoma's Coleman Proctor, along with his New Mexico partner Logan Medlin, placed fourth with a 4.3-second time, picking up over $8,000. The winners for the night, Tanner Tomlinson and Patrick Smith, with a quick 3.6-second time. In the header division, Caleb Driggers of Georgia is number one. Junior Nagara of Brazil is number one in the heeler division. In the classic event, saddle bronc riding, Kristen Vold Rodeo Company bucking horse from Colorado by the name of Sunglow took the California cowboy Lefty Holman to a 90.5 ride. What an outstanding win for the second night in a row for the California cowboy, Lefty Holman. He moves up to third in the world standings.
I try to stay calm. I don't get real fired up back there. I go back there, say my prayers, do my stretches, and just kind of get in a tunnel vision mode. As of noon today, I just completely forgot about my win last night. Tried to just completely forget about it. I call it the 5-mile rule. We talk about it for 5 miles after the rodeo, whether we got bucked off, whether we won, whether we were 100 points, whatever it is. So I try to forget about my last ride. That way it keeps me tunnel vision and doesn't keep me satisfied and keeps me hungry.
Stetson Wright of Utah is in second, and Montana's Sage Newman is your leader in the world. He has over $308,000 won in the classic event. Texas cowboy Corey Solomon was a fast 6.9-second time to claim round 3 in the tie-down roping. John Douche moves up to third from Texas. Caleb Smith in second, and Shad Mayfield, former champ from New Mexico, is leading the world standings. What a race in the tie-down roping. 16-time qualifier Brittany Posey Tanazi was in 6th place in the ladies' barrel racing. Defending world champion Jordan Briggs in 5th. Shelly Morgan finished 4th. South Dakota's own Lisa Lockhart was 3rd. Donna K. Rule of Oklahoma was 2nd. And 3-time champ of the world Haley Kinzel won round 3 with a 13.59 in the barrel racing. A tie in the bull riding between J.R. Stratford aboard the bull, Curly Bill of the Pete Carr Pro Rodeo from Texas, 90 points. Garrett Smith, Evil Intentions, bucking bull of Stave Smith Pro Rodeos, also from Texas, 90 points. What a show in the bull riding. Josh Frost, Utah, in 2nd. Stetson Wright, your leader for the world standings, bull riding.
Word with a Champ is funded by the Four Bears Casino and Lodge, located near the beautiful Lake Sakakawea in Newtown, North Dakota. Owned and operated by the Mandan Hidatsa in Arikara Nation. Justin Boot Company, handcrafted cowboy boots since 1879. South Point Hotel Casino and Spa, home of the Indian National Finals Rodeo in Las Vegas. And by Wrangler. Long live cowboys.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Service.